Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
My dad always likes to say, how do you eat an elephant? And I'm like, who would be eating an elephant anyway? But then he's like, you eat an elephant one bite at a time.
Actually,
you can't eat the whole thing. Mm-hmm, go
like,
on.
I have a, it's not like a joke, but in a radio drama, my character, she like tells her parents, she's like, oh, do you guys want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, what? And then she's like, how do you eat an elephant? Please, I'm going to try not to butcher the pronunciation. Mm-hmm. I really hope. And then she's like, oh, kanani, kanani. And I'm like, oh, my word. So, yeah, when you said that, I was like, oh, wait, I know that. I know that.
Kanani, kanani. Girl. Oh, but I even forgot what I was saying.
Sorry.
So, we were talking about you gymming, and I was saying to Aaron, you don't work out at all. So start with 3 days a week before you go to six, and you know, try and commit to 2 or 3 days a week. And as time goes on, you progress. And that's also how it works in the gym. Like, if you want to lift heavier, you don't go from not lifting at all to lifting
120 kg.
Yeah, like that's not how it works. It's a whole process. So I think even in the way that we set our goals, we need to be realistic.
Yeah.
But what kind of what are the different areas in your life that you could set goals for?
For this year, for 2025, I think something that I really, like, really want to work on is, I think, humility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now, oh my days.
Yo.
So now in, like, the way just like life is like going fast paced, we gotta do this, gotta do that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I am slowly like losing sight of the small things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the small things that give me so much joy.
Mm.
So for me, a personal goal for 2025 is humility.
Sure.
And like the small things. You know, being like, hey, I'm talking to my mom. Just focusing on the conversation with my mom instead of being like, yeah, mom, I'm here, but my mind is 10 different other places.
Mm.
So I'm not sure whether the word humility is the right word, but definitely having, you know, if I'm focusing on the one thing, this is the one thing I'm focusing on.
Mm.
Not trying to be like, yeah, V, I'm talking to you, but actually my mind is like, on day 49 of whatnot, but to actually just also show that that intentional talking and that intentional communicating with the people in my life.
Mm.
And then work related, girl, we just move up. We are moving up. We are moving up. I'm doing like a praise step thing happening. And I'm then
like, is the camera catching this
little uh-huh. And then spiritually, I feel like the Lord has been calling me to be a bit more out there in regards to outreaches and just being a lot more like community driven and focusing on my front lines.
Sure.
So I want to get more involved in outreaches here at Radio Pulpit, and I am. And then also at church, we have like a lot of like partnering ministries for outreaches. And immediately I was like, put my name on that.
Sign me up, coach.
Yeah, sign me up. And yeah, so goals would be just, you know, just growing and continuing to grow. And if I stumble, if I fall, to be like, dust it off, girl, we gotta go again.
And I think sitting intentions or goals is supposed to be a self or personal growth or self-improvement thing.
Yeah, 100%.
It's about doing better in every space of your life. So if that's physically, if that's spiritually and mentally, if that's career-wise, if that's even in your relationships, doing better. So I think that in whatever goals that we set, let us not just be linear and think career only, but think about how can we be better people or how can we come, I forgot the word, but how do we come better in our friendship groups or as a daughter or as a sister?
Sure.
Or how do we become better in our workplaces. Or
but I think also the things that we tend to forget that we as humans, we are like rounded people.
Yeah.
I am not just my career. I am not just who I am to this person. I am not just my faults and my failures. I'm not just my achievements and my goals.
Yeah.
But I am like this all-encompassing person.
Mm.
And yes, the Lord is the one who sustains me. But as much as he is in my life, he's also a part of my life. That kind of makes sense.
Mm.
So we don't only operate like from his spirit.
Mm.
But we operate because of his spirit.
Mm.
So it's the thing about like when it comes to setting goals and being intentional in our goals, you know, I need to be thinking about, hey, if I want to be a mom one day, if I want to be a wife one day, not saying like only work towards that, but what kind of mom do I want to be? What kind of wife do I want to be? How can I practice these small things right now? And not just like homemaking and being like, I'm the perfect house person. But being like, if I want a man who has good time management, let me have good time management.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so stuff like that. And I think just, you know, faithfully serving in whichever space you're in also helps you to keep your feet on the ground as you are walking towards your goals.
Girl, as you're saying that, I remembered something that God was also telling me in this process when prepping. He was just reminding me how, as much as it is important for us to set goals and as much as it's important for us to have these goals and actually be proactive in achieving them and spending time with Christ so that he can tell you what his goals for your life are in this year. He also told me to, which is something so profound, but he also said I should leave room for God to do what he wants whenever he wants.
Sure.
And he was like, I'm not going to always tell you everything at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time that I'm fasting and praying for God to give me wisdom on what are the plans for this year, it's possible that God will only reveal to me what he thinks I'm ready to hear at that time.
Sure.
So just because there's certain things that he says should be in my plans for the year, it doesn't mean that that is all that he has for me in that year. I need to be open to, in June, God can say, okay, this is what I'm offering you and I need you to move now.
Sure.
And I need to be willing to do that. So
that obedience to him.
Yes, absolutely. And that also links to just trusting God no matter what. So even in the midst of you being intentional in your goals and every day taking steps towards the end goal, just trusting God is very important and being obedient because we don't know what we're doing. We can try and set goals, guys, but like realistically, or not even realistically, at the end of the day, God is in control.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
So I think allowing him to move when he wants to move, and if he wants to drastically change my life, then
you go.
It might take a minute for me to accept that he wants to drastically change my life, but I need to be open to that idea. But also what it reminded me of is, where was it? James, sorry, I want to read it.
She brought out the Bible.
I'm trying.
Exactly. Exactly.
James 4 verse 3, I think. Which I think you mentioned this earlier. It's linked to that. But it says, and even when you ask, you do not get it because your motives are all wrong.
Sure.
You want only what will give you pleasure.
Sure.
Guys, it's funny because I went on TikTok and I saw someone speaking about this verse and I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to add that to my notes. And then I had to go and read on my own. But I just wanted us to remember as we're closing off, just to remember James 4 verse 3, that even in our goal setting, we must, that's why I've been highlighting the importance of hearing what God wants for your life in this year. Because sometimes we want things selfishly and we do not get because we want them for the wrong reasons. So whatever plans that we may have, may they align with God. But also realize that even our plans should include other people. I like the fact that you also mentioned how you also want to be better and want to be plugged in and do some outreaches. And that's also something that God has been challenging me about. I think we spoke about it too last year, that we've both been feeling challenged to do more outreaches. Yeah. And because it life is beyond us, man.
Girl.
Like it's...
It really
even
is.
Even when we went to our outreach, I think it's the first time I think I've been to an outreach.
Yeah.
I think I went to an outreach when I was a kid, but it was like the whole church was doing something. But as an adult, that was my first time. Yeah. And everything was put into perspective for me when we went and saw the kids. And it was like, you know, I remember saying it to you and everyone in the car. I was like, we always like want to think about the things that we want. What's the next phone we have? What's the next laptop we want to get? Or what's the next house we're going to get? Mm. Like, but there's so much that there's other so much people don't have.
Yeah.
And the basic stuff, you know?
And I think that's something I told my friend, because I was like, we went on the outreach and then being like, Erin, your struggles and the things you're going through, they are very real to you.
Yeah, they're valid.
Like they're valid and they're very real to me. But then also always being reminded that everyone has problems. Mm. Like not even like when Christ was on earth, he wasn't kept away from problems, from people betraying him, from from people betraying him, from troubles and stuff like that.
Mm.
But still he endured.
Sure.
So I think that's a big thing, is how to lead in love.
Yeah.
But also to be like, your problems are valid. But man, when I tell you there's a God out there, there is the God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Adonai, who will, like...
I thought you were going down the list. Go on, girl.
Oh, okay.
Go on. No, continue.
Like, who loves you beyond words, and, like, he has a plan for you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like, as long as you follow the plan, but as long as you see him, as long as you're breathing, he's with you.
Sure.
And even beyond this life,
he's
with you.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my ending comments, girl.
Girl, let me make sure. But I think we've said everything that we wanted to do to say. I just want to say, while you're setting goals for yourself, ask God what his plans are.
Sure.
You know, there's different areas of your life you can set goals. Again, I've said with your relationships, with finances, you can set goals. With career goals, you can set career goals. So there's different ways that you can set your goals. But for example, Erin said that last year for her, the important thing was career.
Yeah.
So for me last year, only God knows. I can't even remember. But we're moving forward. And I think in the next year, there will be a lot that God will be doing in my life, and I'm very grateful and optimistic, and I'm just willing to trust him for his plans at the end of the day. But thank you for coming again and again.
Thank
and
you
again
for inviting me to 2025 January.
Thanks for joining me. It's always a pleasure, and I know I'm gonna have you soon, probably next month, but who knows? And we're gonna have a very interesting conversation. I have a good conversation for us to talk about.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.